This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So this phraseology, if it wasn't such a serious problem, it would be almost entertaining when Iran tells Israel the tiniest of invasions will, you know, spark this huge response and this kind of thing. You know, I got to tell you, folks, Israel has every right to respond. Israel has every right to take action to make sure Iran can't do that again. Any other country in the world would be seen as being justified at taking out the enemy's capability, or at the very least sending a very strong signal and trying to delay their ability to continue to make war on them. But since we're talking about Israel, since it is Israel, then all of a sudden there has to be all this restraint and so forth. And by the way, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be, you know, some kind of warmonger here. I'm simply saying that once you have Iran directly attacking Israel and then stepping back and saying, well, the matter's concluded, but if you have the tiniest of invasions, it's going to get worse. You know, it seems to me that that's actually goading Israel for one thing. But honestly, folks, the fact that Israel continues to come under attack either from Hamas or directly from Iran, the world should be outraged in the reverse. They ought to be outraged that this is happening in the first place, and not so much so to be, worried that Israel somehow will escalate all of this. Maybe the fear of escalation would keep Iran from doing anything further. That's a thought. All right, folks, once again, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this wonderful Thursday morning as we continue through the program. Hour number four now underway. And one other thing, folks, too, I want you to stick around to the bottom of the hour this morning. And we've got Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org. That's their website, CV4A.org. And you can also find them on X, formerly Twitter, at Concerned Vets. We'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith. We've got a lot to talk about this morning, so definitely stick around. All that coming up at the bottom of the hour this morning. Well, we've got the telephone lighting up this morning. We got Mary in St. Pete. Something on Mary's mind this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. I'm sorry. I couldn't call during Mr. Markowski's segment, but because I don't want to interrupt him. But I think if you look at the Great Reset, which says clearly they've got it on their website, you'll in the future you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. With that premise, these are from the controllers of the world, so to speak. I don't think they want people to own houses. I think they're really trying to kick people out of houses any way they can and into apartments, which, by the way, are being bought up by State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock. Now, what happens when a monopoly owns all the housing? They have control of what you're doing. You can say, hey, I own the apartment. You can't have a gun in there. Those kinds of things. But I think those are the people that are actually buying all this property up. So you as the little person are, even though they want to tout, as speaking out of both sides of their mouth, everyone gets a home. We want the American dream is owning a home. It's in reality, I think it's just the opposite. They don't want you to own a home. They don't want you to own anything because they want to have control of you.
Yeah.
That's the thought I had when she said that. And it's when he said that, own a home, it's like, no, but they don't want you to own a home. And you have to see through the smoke and mirrors to understand. I think that's what's going on, part of it.
Well, you know, part of it too, Mary, is that I think, at least I've heard this notion that, and the apartments that people could live in would be like 600 square feet, you know, or something like that. It's like, you don't need a lot of room because you're just kind of a worker drone. You've got to go out and do your work, then go back and sort of slumber, and then go back to work, that kind of thing.
With a lot of surveillance, by the way. You're going to be surveyed everywhere you go. So, yeah, people need to wake up in a lot of ways. And looking at Israel is like, almost seems like a diversion in a way. Because in the meantime, what's going on with America? That's what I think. Thank you, Kyle.
Hey, thank you, Mary. Great call. Appreciate it this morning. Take care. And we always love to hear from Mary in St. Pete. We got John in Sarasota also on the telephone line this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. You know, I've been thinking a little bit, which could be a good thing or a bad thing. But basically, what happened to the days of when our country kept things under wraps so that everybody in the world didn't know and we telegraphed everything we're going to do? You know, I think what's happened is a lot of these protests, a lot of these situations, I think what is designed is to agitate these people to do that. You know, military situations are supposed to be not announced,
yeah.
Whether you don't tell the American people we're supporting Israel. You don't tell the American people we're going to be involved in Ukraine. What happened to secrecy? What happened to silence to the degree of somewhat? I mean, you know, if you don't tell them you're wrong, if you do tell them you're wrong, if you tell them too much, you're wrong. If you tell them too little, you're wrong. I mean, I don't know. I think what Denise was saying about the invasion in Israel with the Passover situation, them, you know, okay, maybe they will, maybe they won't. But I'll tell you what, the Israelis hold it tight to the form. They're not going to announce anything. And I think we need to stop telegraphing our hand, too. But
yeah, and they're effective with that, that's for sure.
Like the oldest trick in the book, Sam's son.
I think you're right. Hey, John, thanks for the call so very much. We're heading out to break, but hope to talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Thank you, Kyle.
Take care. John in Sarasota, everybody. Great call. And thanks to Mary as well. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. I promise. I really do promise.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I'm Pittsburgh, because of, and I really mean it.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back as we continue cruising through this Thursday morning edition. And if you're just waking up and you're just turning on your radio, well, we're glad that you're with us. Glad to be here. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine during this segment. At the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking with our good friend Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. So you definitely want to stick around for that, no doubt about it. And once again, folks, you can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Well, you know, we have been talking a lot about the Mayorkas trial this morning. We've been talking a lot about the possible retaliation of Israel against Iran. But, you know, what started everything was, of course, on October the 7th when Hamas came across the border and started massacring people. We're not going to get into all of those details. But the aftermath of this is something we're not hearing a lot about until now. This is from, I think, I-24 News. Following the Hamas-led massacre at the Nova Music Festival on October 7th, about 50 survivors, and this is very, very sad, and this is very grisly and unsettling in the extreme, but this is part of the aftermath of what happened because of what Hamas did with Iran's total support. And it's an outrage to find out that about 50 survivors of that music festival attack have committed suicide. This was revealed by Guy Ben Shimon. Ben Shimon is a survivor of the massacre, spoke on Tuesday at a parliamentary hearing for a state audit commission on the treatment of the survivors of October 7th. Few people know, he says, but there have been almost 50 suicides among the Nova survivors. This number, which was true 2 months ago, may have increased since, Ben Shimon said, emphasizing that many of his friends who escaped the massacre could not recover from what they had experienced. There are many survivors who had to be forcibly hospitalized due to their psychological state. My friends are not getting out of bed. Neither am I, he described their condition since the October 7th attack. And during the Hamas-led attack, 364 people were brutally murdered at the Nova Music Festival. And according to recent studies, 600,000 Israelis were awaiting psychological support since October the 7th. That, my friends, is, you know, just unconscionable. It is so very sad. It is heartbreaking to find out that you have people who went through this horrible nightmare. I don't know how else to describe it. What words are enough to describe something like this? I don't know what they are, but it drove people to take their own lives. This is something, again, that you're not hearing really in the mainstream media. You're not hearing from those who are supporting us, you know, for all intents and purposes, supporting Hamas, death to America, all that stuff. And what kind of monsters does it take to revel in this kind of thing? That's a very good question. And it's something that, again, you know, you fight the war, or the war against Hamas, or Iran and Israel, then have, you know, back and forth. But this kind of thing, my friends, is so terrible. This is one of the reasons why there has to be strong leadership. There has to be deterrence. Israel understands this principle. I really do believe that. Israel always has to project, no matter what, no matter what internal strife they might have, no matter what kind of internal debate they might have, they realize this principle that you have to project to your opponent or to your foe or to your enemy the fact that, okay, you know, when Israel says don't, they really mean it. And they people know that they're going to back it up. But this is, again, one of the reasons why, from the American administration side, you have to be so, there can be no daylight between us and Israel at that point. There has to be some kind of deterrence, because Iran would have never allowed Hamas to do this if they really thought that, at least in my opinion, they really thought that the United States was so locked together with Israel that it would be suicide for Hamas, which in so many ways it has been, only because Israel has gone full bore. But who's telling them not to go full bore? Who's telling them to all this restraint, all this stuff? In reality, we need to be able to end this war very quickly. That's the way you stop the bloodshed, is you stop the war, or you win the war, which then in turn stops all the other stuff. And that's why I've always been incensed that the rest of the world doesn't, you know, subscribe to that, in the sense that, okay, if we continue to condemn Hamas, if you want to put sanctions on somebody, put sanctions on anybody who anywhere in this planet that helps Hamas by, you know, they spend their time there, they vacation there, the Hamas leaders, who are rich beyond the dreams of avarice, from what I understand. And yet the people in Gaza would be very, very bad off, shall we say, even prior to October the 7th. Well, once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you, and it is Thursday. And I bring this up, I don't bring this up to be a bummer or something. I bring this up because, again, part of our charge here is we got to tell you these things that are happening, because in so many ways, you're not going to hear them on other stations. You're not going to hear them on other networks. You're not going to hear them presented quite like this that really, again, paints that picture of the evil that truly exists. It's not just a chess game. It's not just some kind of political agendas collide or that kind of thing. No, it's not. You have groups of people in this world that want to live peaceably, and then you have other groups of people who say, nope, that's not the way it's going to be. Talk about being a dictator. That's the whole point of terrorism, is to impose their particular agenda upon you and to make sure that you can't live your life free. You can't do as you see fit. You have to do it their way. Just go over and ask anybody, especially if you're a woman or a girl and you live under the Taliban regime. Just go ask them, and they will tell you how horrible it truly, truly is. Well, as we said, folks, we talked a lot about the Mayorkas trial, and we'll recap here a little bit for our new listeners coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour, which is hour four of the program. The Democrats, of course, have shut down the Senate trial for Mayorkas. This is from Breitbart. Senate Democrats voted unanimously to shut down the Senate trial of President Joe Biden's impeached Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. The first vote of 51 Democrats to 48 Republicans with one non-voting Republican senator was reported at 3:18 p.m. on Wednesday. The vote, initiated by Majority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer, declared that the first article of impeachment was unconstitutional because the charges against Mayorkas did not rise to the impeachable level of high crimes. And, of course, they did the same thing basically with the second article. And they shut this whole thing down because, again, there's to be no debate about what happened, about what Mayorkas did or didn't do. But, folks, again, the idea of high crimes and misdemeanors, and Alan Dershowitz even chimed in on this. He's of the idea that that they should have dismissed it. It's not high crimes and misdemeanors. But goodness gracious, golly gee whiz, don't you think that maybe we should be able to hear the recitation of the evidence, especially if the actions that are alleged in the, quote, real world amount to a felony? Don't you think that they ought to be able to go through that? But, of course, you know, what they don't want is they don't want to do that, because it will then allow so many of the American people to listen in and say, yeah, I mean, if these are the laws and you're charged with enforcing them and you're in charge of actually having to protect the country and you don't do it, not because, you know, I forgot to do it or I was impeded from doing it, you know, but it's that we decided we're not going to do it. That sounds like you could call that maybe a high crime and misdemeanor. Folks, stay right there. But of course, now we'll never get to that. Thanks to Chuck Schumer. 51 to 48, 51 to 49. Stay right there, folks. We're coming right back. You got Jimmy T. Smith. Don't go anywhere.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is reportedly unhappy with the progress of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial in New York. Seven jurors have already been appointed, moving faster than anticipated by some legal experts. Trump expressed his frustration on social media, questioning the limited number of strikes during jury selection. Boeing facing allegations of concealing significant safety issues, as testified by their quality engineer and whistleblower Sam Salaport in a Senate hearing Wednesday.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. I call it the Tarzan effect, among other improper methods.
Salaport cautioned that Boeing's 787 Dreamliner is unsafe to fly due to assembly flaws. The NBA has banned a Toronto Raptors player for breaching the league's gambling regulations. An investigation revealed that Jontay Porter shared confidential information with sports bettors. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. And we've reached one of my favorite parts of the program as we move through the week, it being Thursday, it being the bottom of the hour and the 5 o'clock hour. We get to talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org. You can also find them on X, formerly known as Twitter, of course, at Concerned Vets. So without further ado, let's bring in the telephone line here. We got Jimmy T. Smith. Good morning, Jimmy. Glad to be with you again this morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Yes, it's always great to join you every Thursday. And I tell you, I look forward to today's conversation because it's not something people usually talk about, liquid natural gas.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people, we talk about freedom, we talk about prosperity, foreign policy, and all these things. But, you know, the reality is what America can do in reference to energy independence actually does relate to foreign policy and freedom and the ability for our allies to be able to not be reliant upon potential adversaries and actual adversaries. So as an example, prior to the invasion of Ukraine, the European Union was drawing a lot of their energy from Russia. So basically, they're paying billions of dollars to somebody who is threatening to invade Ukraine. And even after invasion, still there's a certain percentage of natural gas, liquid natural gas, that they're still drawing from Russia. But America, who is now currently producing more than we ever have, if we could produce even more, would be able to help supply our allies and prevent them from basically funding the people that they are currently spending money in Ukraine to fight. And that's one of the big things is people don't understand how this all ties together. Energy independence in America means stronger allies' ability to defend themselves and be less reliant. And it's something that America needs to start talking about.
Well, indeed. And, of course, liquid natural gas, and they call it LNG as well. There were some issues with it, I think, in the early days in terms of storage. But all, I think all those things have always have now been worked out. But you're right. The idea of having your own energy, essentially being energy independent, that, Jimmy, I think is one of the top components of our national security. I mean, you know, that's why I was so amazed that the Biden administration would start taking oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, for example.
Absolutely. They're doing things like that, but they're also trying to restrict how much can be produced. There's so much of an effort now to kind of restrain America's energy independence by preventing them from having the ability to produce as much as they are or doing even more. But also, if you look at the whole aspect of whenever they get these leases on government lands, they're never really truly secure. We need to secure that, make sure when a company gets that lease that it's absolutely going to be unimpugned by government wants to affect it pro or con. We need to also make sure that the permitting process is one that once they do get the leases, they're able to produce the stuff in a timely manner. And again, people don't realize that we literally now are sending, and so is the European Union and other countries, billions of dollars to Ukraine to help fight Russia. But the biggest thing is money is still being spent by these nations in Europe to purchase liquid natural gas, LNG, from Russia. So there's still countries who are still basically funding Russia's war in Ukraine by buying that product. So the more we're energy independent, the more we have liquid natural gas, which LNG, the more we can provide our allies the ability to be free from or paying for the war that is currently on.
Well, and exactly right. And you know, as a kind of a corollary to this, we understand, too, that the Biden administration is once again considering declaring a climate emergency so that they can try to manipulate, again, energy production or try to curtail oil drilling, things like that. And so all this just continues to lead us down the wrong road, you know, especially when it comes to matters of energy independence and our national security.
Absolutely. And the big thing is, like you said, they're trying to curtail it. This is truly one of America's strengths because it also impacts our economy. The lower the prices for things like liquid natural gas, LNG, the better our economy can drive itself by having the energy to drive things forward. You think about now more and more power plants have converted to LNG, and because of that, that would allow us to always have good, consistent amount of energy and keep our prices down. And right now, of course, with inflation and Bidenomics and things like that, everything we can do at home to keep our prices down also benefit us as Americans to be free and strong and things like that. So not only does it help, like we said earlier, the issue of our allies and our foreign policy, it does truly keep America more prosperous and more free by ensuring we have the energy for our economy to run.
You know, as you were mentioning earlier, Jimmy, we're not hearing a lot about this. How do we get this more into a into the campaign, you know, set of things that are, you know, become priorities for the candidates to talk about?
Well, we are currently going out and talking to more and more people. We're getting on the radio about this, doing TV interviews and stuff. And, of course, you know, shows like yours, which reaches across the entire nation, is really pertinent. But the people who are listening today need to start doing their own research. I'm sure right now somebody's probably doing Google search on this. That's great. Do the research. Look into this. But understand, energy drives the economy. Energy for our allies prevents them from having to rely on the people who are their opponents or potential opponents. all this correlates to how much they can pull out of the ground, how much they can put into the tank or into the power plants, and how much we can send to our allies. The more we can produce, the better it is for America.
Well, absolutely. You know, because one of the things, too, is that, you know, the Russians or Vladimir Putin and so forth, they're still able to sell a lot of their energy out there. And that just, as you mentioned before, that just goes right into to their war effort in Ukraine. And so just like we were doing with Iran earlier, not now, but earlier, although they have announced some new sanctions. But generally speaking, when you isolate bad actors like that where they can't make money, that's a huge step forward in preventing exactly what we've been seeing recently.
Exactly. So it's more like a form of defense against our opponents. You know, so many people in World War II and stuff didn't understand all the tools in the toolbox that was used to win that war. But when we look at our adversaries, this is one of those tools. It's easy to do. They are already doing it. They can do more of it. And for our government to put barriers or prevent a smooth process to getting this energy, that's wrongheaded. We need to have our government talk to our elected officials and tell them, you know, there's an old phrase that they used to say, drill, baby, drill.
Yeah.
This is the time to do it again. Let's make sure America is free and prosperous and we can help our allies. Let's get all of the natural gas that we have possible out of the ground and into the hands of our allies and into the economy for the American people.
Well, it does seem like, you know, we are hitting a crossroads here. You know, that if we don't take steps like this, if we don't have a real vision, you know, and if we just keep talking about, well, it's all going to be wind power or this or that, and you know, different alternative energy sources have a place. You know, they have a mission-specific goal sometimes. But what you're talking about, Jimmy, is so much more compelling because it's just it's a strategic plan that actually would go very far, I think.
And it is. And again, people are not thinking about this as a strategic plan. They are not thinking about this as America's basic driver of the economy and the basic driver of freedom and prosperity. If you are able to provide more energy, you can keep prices down. If you're able to provide more energy, you can drive your economy. If you're able to provide more energy, you can support your allies. This is fundamental to how America has the ability to pull ourselves away from being entrenched in the Middle East because of the need for their energy. By doing it ourselves, we can basically also extract ourselves out of being so dependent on the Middle East and potential conflicts as well. I mean, this really does have a bigger spectrum of influence around the world than people are thinking about. It's time to start talking about it.
Indeed, very much so. Well, Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, the website is cv4a.org, and people can find you on X at Concerned Vets, correct?
Absolutely.
Sounds
good. Check us out and see what we're talking about.
Sounds good, Jimmy. We'll talk next week. Take care.
All right. God bless, Tom.
God bless. All right, Jimmy T. Smith, folks, stay right there.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
A full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
Yeah, I don't know. We're not living on the moon without big, artificial habitats. But you can't land there. The gases aren't going to get you because it doesn't have any on the moon. Folks, I just can't get over that. I cannot get over that. But hopefully it brightens your Thursday morning a little bit. Folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. And it's great to be with you. If you're just waking up, just turn on your radio this morning. Well, we've got you. We've got you covered, and we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here. 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. See what I did there? All right. So once again, folks, we've got a lot to talk about. There is a story we saw earlier today. This coming to us from CNBC. A top Biden cybersecurity official urged the nation's ports in a joint call on Wednesday to have their data encrypted, rapidly patch any vulnerabilities in critical systems, and have a well-trained cyber team as hacks targeting key U.S. infrastructure increase. Gee, I wonder where these might be coming from. I'm not trying to be flip, but, we know that there are bad state actors out there. Most of these kinds of things are coming from some kind of state actor, certainly. Now, I'm sure that there are groups who want to be able to, penetrate some system or something like that. I get that. But you know, what we saw happen, you know, in terms of crippling an entire port of what happened in Baltimore last month. I mean, that can just be the tip of the iceberg if, in fact, you were able to really target the infrastructure to shut down a bunch of ports, let's say, or, you know, do something else that is going to have some kind of huge impact. Just shutting down the Baltimore port because of the terrible accident and the loss of life, you know, was, you know, so costly that it's just in the stratosphere. So, again, let's see. Ann Neuberger, Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technologies, cited President Biden signing in February of an executive order to strengthen the cybersecurity of U.S. ports. The nation's port system is the main port of entry for trade, employs 31 million people, and generates over $5.4 trillion for the U.S. economy. More needs to be done across the ports and supply chain, said Port of Los Angeles Executive Director Gene Seroka, who has been fighting for years with a robust federal cybersecurity plan. The executive order has elevated the discussion. The first seaport in the United States to establish a Cybersecurity Operations Center, or CSOC, in 2014, the Port of Los Angeles, according to Seroka, fought the highest number of recorded cyber attacks against the port in 2023, with the CSOC stopping 750 million cyber intrusion attempts. Now, this, again, this is big time stuff, because what we're seeing, and we've talked about with Denise Simon as well, you know, what does modern warfare look like? And it's not necessarily always going to be, you know, people parachuting in and this kind of thing suddenly coming against the United States, you know, in this kind of scenario. But it would likely start with cyber attacks and crippling major infrastructure systems, turning things off, getting stopping GPS or doing all manner of things that would make it so onerous to shut down technology that it would just be incredibly, incredibly impactful. So these are the kinds of things that we have to be careful of. In 2023 report, the Department of Transportation, Maritime Administration warned that U.S. ports are vulnerable to cyber attacks due to the multiple stakeholders involved in the operation of the port, with risks identified related to facility access, terminal headquarters, operational technology systems such as communication systems and cargo handling equipment, positioning, navigation, and timing services, which would impact vessel movements and complex logistics systems at port facilities, and sharing between ships and ports of network connections and USB storage devices, among other technology. So again, this is very, very important. One of the key areas, they say, of concern for the Biden administration and the executive order is the security of Chinese manufactured cranes. Over 80% of all cranes operating at the ports in the United States are manufactured in China, and some of the software used to operate those cranes is installed where? All together now? In China, which could compromise the crane security. Yeah, maybe. Creating fears about a Trojan horse for spying or controlling ports remotely. That is, very concerning stuff. No doubt about that. Incredibly concerning stuff. And so, obviously, they're looking to get into some funds here to try to get a lot of this taken care of. But certainly, this kind of warning, along with, by the way, as we mentioned, I think on yesterday's program, the FBI is also opening up a criminal investigation. I saw some commentary on this earlier, you know, about the idea. Well, they very quickly told us this was not terrorism. So part of this FBI investigation, I think it primarily has to do with determining whether or not they left the dock, basically, knowing that they had some kind of real problem with their ship systems, which led in turn to the accident and the loss of life.
But at the same time, though, they may be able to really get to the bottom to see whether or not there was any kind of terrorism involved at all. We got George in Tampa. I think we got time here for a telephone call. George in Tampa on the line. Good morning, George. All right, George in, oh, hold on, wait a second. All right, now George in Tampa. Good morning, George. You're there. Sorry.
Good morning, sir. Hey, yeah, we're not in very good shape as a country thing. The borders are porous. I mean, Mallorca's, you know, he's sitting there. They let in however millions of people come in. This was a plan. As soon as they came in, they did this. Millions of people that we have to take care of. We don't know who they are. You know, and they impeach Trump for that phone call. But yet these guys come in and let in all these illegal aliens that the taxpayers are paying for. And like you said, China's got probably five times the population we have. They're buying property here. Mm-hmm. They got a larger navy than us. We need to do something about this. You know?
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Yeah, we got to get a handle on this, and we can't keep just saying, well, that's just, here, there goes those conservatives again, you know, but we're raising some real red flags here.
Yeah, unfortunately, you got the Hollywood that comes to bat for, they come to bat for the Democrats. You know, they don't care that our country's, that we have no borders. Why do we have a border protection? They're not even doing their job because of this administration, you know.
Well,
they're just waving people through. Well, so why do we even have it? You know, just let millions of people show up, and then whatever happens, you know.
Well, that seems to be the end result of it, right? That's the logical conclusion, the logical end of all that. And you're exactly right. See, we see that, and anybody who looks at this, who's reasonable. They point this out immediately, just like you're doing. But yet, and I think the left, they understand what's happening, but they just think that it goes in with their agenda.
Yeah, it sickens me. You know, we're losing our country. You know, the people more worried about sports. You know, it's like you see what's happening. And you see even countries in Europe that they've opened the borders, they're changing their cities and different cultures, and you know, changing completely. You know?
Yeah.
Like, the Japanese don't do it. They watch their borders. The Chinese don't let millions of people just show up, you know? Nobody does that.
Yeah.
Hardly any. I don't know of any countries that, oh, just come, just pour in here. Even the Dominicans, when this thing happened in Haiti, they said all these troops there to stop people from pouring into the Dominican Republic.
That's right. Yeah, because it's a practical notion. Well, George, I appreciate the call so very much. We're heading out to the top of the hour, but hope to talk to you again real soon.
Keep up the great work, man. At least, you know, trying to wake up in America, you know?
Hey, thank you, George. Take care.
Okay,
appreciate
thank you.
It.
Bye.
All right, George in Tampa, everybody. Appreciate the kind words very, very much. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Make it a great day, and take care out there.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.